right. Good evening, everyone. Good to have you all out this evening. We are privileged and thankful to have Shining Light Players with us. They're going to be performing In a Steps in a few moments here, and we're just happy to have them. I just encourage you to give a love gift to them tonight. They are a faith kind of ministry that they do here. And so if you, there are on the way out, you can either drop something in the offering box there. If it's a check, you can make it payable to Bethel Baptist Church, but put in the memo line that it's for Shining Light Players. Drop it in there, or you can use a QR code. It will go to our church website, and you'll still need to put in the line there where you can for Shining Light Players, so that we know where to direct all of that. But I would encourage you to give generously to that after the service. I think that is all the announcements that I really need to make. I'm really happy to have them. So what we'll do is we'll turn it over to them right after we pray together. So let's open in prayer. Father, we come to you and praise you for the privilege of being able to know your grace. As we learned this morning that where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. We are grateful for that. We are thankful for Christ. We're thankful for not only his death, but we're thankful for his life. We're thankful for how he lived on this earth. And he says, you say in your word, that it is for us as an example. And so I pray this evening that you would help us contemplate and think about our own lives, reflection of Christ's life, that we would learn to be more conformed to the image of Christ because we are here tonight. And Lord, we thank you for all that you've done in bringing all this together. I pray for the performance, that it would be that you just be with the performers. I pray that your word, that your spirit would work tonight, and it would accomplish what you would choose for it to accomplish. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Canaan. And we're so excited to be here with you all this evening and share this story, which changed my life. And so I hope that it will touch your hearts and change your lives as well. How many of you have ever read the book, In His Steps? Okay, many of you. Many of you have not, so we have a real treat for you to share this story with you. You may have heard, but most people don't know, that In His Steps is the third best-selling book of all time. Number one is the Bible, number two is Pilgrim's Progress, and number three is the book In His Steps. It's written by Charles Sheldon, and it was first published back in 1896. So you might notice that people dressed a little bit differently in 1896. But people back then were just the same as people today. And they had their struggles, they had their problems that they had to face, as you will see in the production. And there were some social issues that they were dealing with. One of those issues was that back in those days, most parts of the country did not have a minimum drinking age. So many of the bars and saloons would have steps up to the bar where they could sell alcohol to young children. And because of this, many children were becoming addicted to alcohol at a very young age. So that is one of the issues that the characters in this play are going to have to deal with. But we have some social issues that we're dealing with today, don't we? We have some areas of our society where we as Christians need to take a stand, especially for the children and those who have no voice of their own. So I hope that as we watch this story, it will touch our hearts and show us where we as Christians need to follow in his steps and take a stand for what is right in our community. Well, we're the Shining Light Players, and it's our desire that our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. We hope that everything we say and do tonight will be pleasing to our Lord Jesus Christ. So before we begin, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful evening, for this great crowd that you have brought together, Lord. I pray that you will be present in our hearts on the stage, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will work. I pray that you will work in the hearts of our audience tonight. I pray that you will be glorified in all that we do, Lord. I thank you for the mighty work that you are doing in this country and around the world, and I pray that you'll continue to draw us to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.
It'd be grand when it's read. Following Christ in the steps of the Savior, then for the rest of the day I can lie in bed.
Here in the town we've no time to spend,
only time for our social engagement.
For the rich must there be this separation.
You a contract.
Rachel, that's great news. You've accepted.
I haven't answered yet. I must manage my talents carefully. I wouldn't want to debut too soon.
Whichever you choose will be a success.
Which reminds me.
Jasper, your novel. Published?
It's the first copy. Read the inscription.
To my dear Rachel, who inspired this? Every paragraph.
Virginia? Leave those poor people alone. What use could that girl possibly have for your flowers?
She might like to smell them.
Smell them? You'd do better to give her a hot bath.
I could give her a meal and a bath.
Ridiculous! You can't drag home every tramp off the street. Your intentions are good, my dear, but it's just not practical. You don't know these people. They may be a pack of thieves.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry to bother you, sir, but I'm looking for work. You're the preacher, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I was hoping you could give me a line to something.
I'm sorry. I don't know of anything. Have you tried Edith Norman at the Daily Newspaper?
I was just there. Maybe you need some work done around the church.
No. No, we have people who do the work.
Please, sir. Do you have any food? My sister, she hasn't eaten today.
I'm sorry. I wish I had some change. I hope you find something.
Sorry to interrupt your thoughts, Rachel. I was going away and thought you wouldn't mind. I've walked with you a whole block now and you haven't objected.
Oh, I didn't see you.
What had you so distracted? I must know what you're thinking.
The honest truth?
Of course.
I'm thinking I wish you weren't here.
That was rude.
Honestly, Roland, you know I'm attached.
To that bookworm?
Jasper Chase is a promising author. He has ambition.
Oh, pardon me. Books and music, and together you'll change the world.
It's a start. What do you do that's so wonderful? What do you do to make the world better? You have no purpose. Travel, sports, club? What kind of life is that to offer a woman?
Not much of one, I guess. Still, I'm not as bad as some.
Roland, I didn't...
No, the Queen has spoken.
I beg your pardon.
May I be honest?
Please.
I've known you all my life. You're beautiful, talented, and intelligent. But your imperious attitude is intolerable.
Imperious?
Imperious.
Have you quite finished?
Quite. I shall disturb your majesty again. Good day.
I'm sorry, Becky Sue. I wish mother and father were here.
Me too.
I want to give you the things that you want. I can't even give you the things that you need.
Don't you remember how Mommy used to sing to us?
No, Becky. I've forgotten.
Sunlight shadows, someone is watching over me. Summer, winter, autumn and spring, he's here with me.
Beautifully fitting invitational solo, Miss Winslow. And now for the benediction.
Miss. I'm not drunk. And I'm not crazy.
The very idea.
Sit down, young woman. Know your place. I think I must die too. And I want to speak to a church like this before I do. Many of you yesterday, asking you for work. You gave me nothing. No hope. And only one word of encouragement. Your pastor said he hoped I'd find something. I listened to the sermon and to the song the lady sang. And I wondered, What would Jesus do? Guess I was like many of you a few years ago, before my father died. It was our Christian landlord who cut off the heat when my mother couldn't pay the rent. We watched her die of influenza, gasping for air, and begging God to take my little sister too. Would Jesus have turned off our heat? What did Jesus mean when he said, "Follow me"? Love's trouble in this world wouldn't exist. Christians would practice what they preach. I guess I don't understand. But what would Jesus do?
Oh, miss! Oh, Tristan, wake up. Someone just lost her. Help me take her to my office.
I've had another offer from the comic opera. I don't know which to accept. Should I join the National Opera and sing for President Cleveland? Or the comic opera and tour Europe this spring? Oh, how I'd love to see Paris.
What did Jasper say?
He says I should follow my heart. Honestly, I love the man dearly. But I think he reads too many of his own novels.
And your mother?
Finally, I'll be able to help her. You know the money my father left her is nearly gone. She's not said so, but she's counting on me.
I know how you feel. Grandmother doesn't need money, but she's feeling her age. She relies on me more than she'll admit.
But Virginia, either contract is promising. Which one should I choose?
As your dearest friend, I make an executive decision. You'll go to Europe and make people laugh. You'll spread joy with your high seas and cadenza.
But to sing for the president?
Then join the National.
But the pay is better in Paris.
What about what that girl said on Sunday?
That beggar? Anyway, that's hardly applicable in my case. I never heard of Jesus having any great talent.
Or any great fortune. Sometimes I wonder, do I really follow Jesus? Or even try?
Virginia, would you call me imperious? What? Well, what good does my life do anybody? I stand up to sing in church, and well, it's the same to sing a lie as it is to tell a lie.
Jesus, now my cross have taken, how to leave and follow thee. Are these verses true of me?
I saw Reverend Maxwell yesterday. He's not a shadow of himself. He distressed himself over that dreadful business last Sunday. Imagine, tramps wandering in off the streets to preach their own sermon and live a week in a comfortable hotel. All expenses paid for by the pastor himself. My sister Edith tried to print something about it in her little newspaper, but I put my foot down. Imagine the riffraff that would be here today. Out of curiosity, we'd be mocked.
It was obviously a hoax. The way she fell and that little girl, they rehearsed that, I'm sure. A fine community this would be if we tried to live by such a standard.
What would Jesus do?
Indeed.
I sat up most of the night with the young woman who disrupted our service last Sunday, Susan Manning. She died in the night. but her words haunt me. What would Jesus do? Do I live like Christ? I bring this morning not a sermon, but a challenge. I vow for 1 year to hold the question, what would Jesus do, as my absolute standard. If any of you would join me in this pledge, please remain. For the rest of you, this service is dismissed.
I've kept all the rules. I've said all the right things. All these years of fooling myself. I can act the part. I go through the motions, never opening my heart to someone else. But I was safe. He was right beside me. He was right there knocking at my door. He was calling my name. Did I never hear his voice before? I'll ignore his call no more.
Hunger to follow Christ. It shouldn't be unusual, but I know it is.
What if I think Jesus would do one thing, and Virginia thinks I should do another?
Look to the scriptures and trust the Holy Spirit to guide you. And don't try to please others. He didn't.
What about my business?
What would Jesus do? For 1 year, we will hold it as our absolute standard. No matter what happens to us.
Always seek the Lord in got troubles and we've each got fears. We've each ignored conviction through the years. Sing now the prayer before us and hear the town in chorus say, what would Jesus do? This is our question. Following his death, this is our quest. Always seek the Lord in each decision. Always follow Christ, for Christ knows what's best.
For years I've ignored the poor of our city. Helpless beggars passing out in saloons on the mall. Many of them have never even heard the gospel. I'll be preaching there this Saturday. The mall? That's a dangerous part of town. I won't hide from danger any longer. I hope you'll join me.
Edith.
Which should I accept? Neither offer company is Christian, but aren't we called to be a light in the darkness? Looking at the
scandal. Lady Evangeline leaves husband for servant. That's the headline in the Herald. Three columns in the Gazette dedicated to the sensational, sultry details of the affair. Everyone is talking.
Yes.
Not a word of it printed in the Daily.
No. We didn't print the Lady Evangeline scandal.
That's unheard of. Your sales have plummeted. What will your subscribers say?
Well, I'll deal with my unsubscribers. Mr. Page, are you in the habit of accosting women in the street?
I'm looking out for my family's investment. Grandmother is very concerned.
If Christ edited the daily paper, would he print three columns and a half of sensational gossip and innuendo which may or may not be true?
No, I suppose he wouldn't.
Well, that's my reason. I vowed for a year not to do anything that I believe Jesus would not do.
It will ruin the paper. It will never pay.
Some things are worth sacrificing.
You can't live the way you would in an ideal world. Think about what is feasible.
I want to use my life to serve God, not myself. Roland, there comes a point when you have to ask, what do I do to make the world better?
I've asked that question myself.
It's worth considering.
And no scandal?
I've wasted a lot of years worrying about money. It's time to think about something more important. Good day.
Where you're trapped in, there's no way out. Get the painful
Virginia told me about this meeting. The mall is a dangerous part of town, and you are short of gentlemen.
I'm sure you've pleased us all by coming.
Hello? What's your name?
Loreen.
And can I ask, where do you live?
Here.
But where do you sleep?
Here.
Against the wall. Not too bad after doing it a long time. How old are you, Loreen?
15.
Where's your family?
Ain't got none. These kids on the mall.
I guess they're my family. Our pastor is going to speak from God's word. Will you sit with me?
Sure.
Let's begin if you'll gather around.
Tells us that the wages of sin is death. Because of the wicked things that we have done, we are doomed to burn for all of eternity in a terrible place called hell. But the verse goes on to say that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Won't you receive his free gift? Won't you accept Jesus tonight?
Just as I am, and without waiting to rid my soul of one dark blot, and now I come to beg for mercy to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot. Just as I am,
in God's perfect heaven, where there is no more pain, no more suffering, no darkness, no poverty, only Jesus' eternal life forever and ever.
But that thy blood was shed for me. I'm just a filthy, lowly sinner, and yet thou bidst me come to thee.
Just as I am.
The only one who can.
knowing that I helped bring those souls to Christ.
Your voice carried us all to heaven.
My voice. I sang for God's glory.
You were more glorious than ever. When I hear your voice, I admire its possessor.
Not now, Jasper, please.
Don't be modest. When you make your debut in Paris, I will be there, leading the applause.
What?
I love you. I'm asking you to marry me.
I cannot accept.
What?
I accepted your proposal. And I thought I would say yes. But you should not have spoken tonight.
If not tonight, when?
Don't you understand? For once in my life, I used my voice for something greater than myself. I sang for God. And you twisted it into another concert performance.
No. I was only trying to say I love you.
You don't. You love the idea of me. But if I gave up singing and the stage, you would find another.
That's not true.
Isn't it? We stand at a crossroads, Jasper, and I cannot take the path I know you will choose.
You read my novel? I wrote it for you. Every line. Every paragraph.
I read your novel, and I did not object. But you should not have spoken tonight.
Oh, what a night. Oh, my goodness. Lorraine, you been out here all night? It's getting cold. Why not come inside?
No. No, I can't.
What? You're too good for us now.
Stop that.
Come on inside. Where it's warm. I'll get you a drink.
No, I can't. It's not right.
You waiting for your new friends to show up? Fancy friends and fancy clothes. You'll never see them again.
They did their good deed. They moved on.
True.
I don't believe it.
Something happened to me. Something changed when I prayed to Jesus. I have to know more.
You'll be out here all week and you won't see him again.
You could go uptown. Somebody up there will give you a nice warm place to rest.
Yeah! A policeman will give you a nice warm cell to sleep in.
Don't feel too bad, Lorraine.
I believe a few fairy tales in my mind. Listen to this. My daddy said my dreams would come true if I could wait a while. Look around the sun which I drew. Open your eyes and smile. Well, daddy, I'm seeing in your waiting. But the sky, that ain't nothing but gray. And my dreams, they just keep hesitating. Guess I'll be waiting for one more day. My mama said Prince Charming would come. Her sweetie falls my feet. So dark and handsome, wow, what a guy. Wealthy and strong and sweet. Every day I keep waiting to find him. Maybe today is the day that I do. Maybe, just maybe, today is the day that your dreams will come true.
Yeah.
the Lady of Angelon scandal.
It vanished, extra, extra Lady of Angelon.
What do you mean, selling yesterday's paper?
Yesterday's paper. This is today's news.
Haven't you heard? The Daily didn't print the scandal.
Give me a different paper.
Oh, I got the Daily.
Then give me my money back before I call a policeman.
Oh, what's the matter here?
This child sold me a paper that didn't print the news. If I don't get my money back, I'll have her arrested.
Well, I think I can help. Ah, there you are.
Go on. Something must change. I've lived inside an ivory tower and never thought it strange. My tears are cold. My heart is stone. I could have died on sheets of satin and never would have known. I never would have known. Look out the window. Let your heart go further than it's ever gone before. Your soul is waiting for what's in store. You're going to live like you have never known. I've never known. I need to change. Yes, Lord, it's me. I've just been praying for this world to change.
Newspaper calls for a cleansing of the city from the saloon lords and gangsters that hold these children in their clutches. The news implores Christians to fulfill the law of Christ by bringing hope to these hopeless souls.
Just what we need. Do-gooders all up in everything.
Preacher?
I'm John Maxwell. How do you do, Miss,
Birdie.
Miss Birdie.
Truth is, I'm not doing too well, preacher.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I run the saloon on the corner there.
Yes, I saw you there last week.
From the outside, of course.
Yes, of course. What can I do for you, Miss Birdie?
I appreciate what you're trying to do, and it's real nice for you to come visiting our side of town. But it's best if you don't hang around here.
What do you mean?
I run a business. I got rent to pay. And my landlord's nervous about church folk hanging around outside the saloon.
Most of the people at these meetings are children. They can mean nothing to your business.
So bring them to Sunday school.
Would they come?
No.
Then I must come to them.
You're a fool. You're not wanted. Go away.
I don't want to cause any trouble, but I cannot do as you ask.
People ain't happy, preacher. And I know some mean folks that don't want you back. Now, I don't want to see you get hurt. But I can't help what other people might do when they had too much to drink.
Miss Birdie, won't you sit down and let's talk?
You talk real sweet and nice, but your manners is just like your fancy gloves. You put them on and make yourself look so nice and clean and proper. Well, I ain't nice, and I ain't clean, and I ain't proper, but I'm real. And I've had to fight bare knuckle all my life. I'm telling you the truth, preacher. You stay away from my place, or you'll learn the meaning of trouble.
I cannot do as you ask. These meetings will continue.
I warned you. Heaven help you all.
What was that about, Reverend? We'll begin the meetings early tonight. Let's start in 15 minutes. We must get these ladies in before dark.
Maureen, my dear, I brought you something.
Rachel, may I have a word?
We should be preparing for the service.
This seems to be the only time I see you.
There's nothing more to say.
Won't you... Can't you reconsider?
I'm sorry.
I love you.
Please. Jasper,
what have I done? What sin have I committed that you cannot forgive?
We have chosen separate paths.
I choose to follow Christ. You are not alone in this pledge.
When you spoke with me that night, I saw your heart. You've not changed.
Changed?
Your novel, Jasper.
There's nothing wrong with my novel.
Nothing immoral, no. No questionable language, but does it ask the reader to be better than he is? To seek Christ?
It's no worse than the plot of most operas I've seen.
I know.
Then you've rejected the contract?
Would it be right to disappoint my mother?
It seems we are still at a crossroads.
No, Jasper. I have chosen my path.
I thought we made it clear. You're not welcome here. I told you, preacher.
We don't want to do you any harm. We're here to help you.
Help? Where you been all these years? In your fine houses, eating fine meals and sleeping on feather beds. While we rot in the street.
Yeah!
Now you want to help. Do a little charity work.
Yeah.
You're not here to help. You're here to make yourselves feel better. Well, get lost! We don't want your help!
Yeah! People don't want you around here.
I know you face hardships, but there is hope in Jesus.
You don't know nothing, and Jesus wouldn't have it any more when you had it.
But no one wants to read this, Edith. I don't understand how you can insist to champion a lost cause.
I was a lost cause. Jesus is my champion.
You are not Jesus.
You know you can never win.
We have to try. We have to do something.
Why?
If you would come with me, Prudence. Come to the mall and see them. Children forced into slave labor, addicted to alcohol. Unable to even dream of anything better.
You're wasting your time.
It's my time. How much more time do I have? 30? 40 years? And should I waste
my time bringing hope to these poor children. Or make myself richer and more comfortable. 6 months.
I beg your pardon?
6 months since you made this vow. 6 more months and everything can go back to normal.
Yes, normal.
I shall have to hide my face in shame and wait until summer.
Jasper.
Roland. My old friend.
You've not been in church.
You noticed.
I did. Are you all right?
I'm not sick.
Reverend Maxwell asked me to call on you.
You never spoke 2 words to the Reverend.
God changed me, Jasper. I accepted Christ and I mean to follow him.
Wonderful.
You too made a vow.
I also changed. I'll leave discipleship to you.
You may give up on God, Jasper, but he will never give up on you.
Leave me alone.
Jasper, trust me. I've led that life. It will make you miserable.
Save your sermon. Do you see I am a hopeless case?
Jasper. What was that about?
She no longer wishes to see me.
I see.
I made that vow for her, you know. Without her.
You've lived for a woman. You've lived for yourself. Your only hope for happiness is to live for God.
Virginia, I saw Jasper on my way here. I didn't know what to say. How can I face him?
You've done nothing wrong.
Haven't I? I thought I changed so much. But maybe I'm just as selfish as ever, stringing him along. But when he spoke with me that night, I realized he didn't love me. He never did.
I can tell you now. I thought he only took the vow because you did.
I'm glad I saw his feelings for me weren't real. But what hurts is I never loved him either. It was all so emotional. And my mother wants me to sign this contract. Pastor Maxwell says it's too dangerous on the mall. Virginia, what am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Does it have to be so hard? Yes or no, wrong or right, always seems so easy. Good or bad, black or white, then it all goes gray.
Rachel Winslow! We haven't seen much of you lately. Not since that dreadful business with Jasper.
I've been very busy.
Oh, auditioning? Your mother tells me you have a big decision to make.
What's got you girls so upset?
The evangelistic meetings on the mall. There have been threats.
against Reverend Maxwell. He wouldn't even allow Rachel and I to attend.
That's the first sense I've heard from him of late. I'm glad you stayed in.
You girls haven't been to the mall.
How foolish. How dangerous.
I begged my sister to stop going to that circus tent, but it's like speaking to a brick wall.
And how is Edith?
Oh, she has lost more money at that paper of hers these last 6 months. I am so angry that I can just... Of course, we are of independent means, so it really doesn't matter. But I told Edith that she had to stop treating the Daily like a Sunday school paper.
You're quite right. That's no way to run a business.
I'll be glad when this year is over and we can finally get back to our normal lives. Now I've heard that even Roland has taken this vow. I'm told he's become quite the missionary.
Has he?
Roland spends his free time sharing the gospel with his old friends.
He really has changed, hasn't he?
Oh, I should say so. He nearly got thrown out of the athletic club yesterday.
For preaching at the patrons.
And what about you, Rachel? Are you going to sign with that opera? Or do you intend to continue singing in our little church platform for the rest of your career? And what does your mother say about that?
My mother agrees to support my decision, whichever I make. For pity's sake, girls, sit down. You two are so fidgety, you're getting my nerves all worked.
Help!
What?
Virginia, help!
Roland.
Help me get her comfortable.
What's going on?
Maureen, gracious, who is this?
Maureen!
I'll go for the doctor.
Maureen! You don't mean that you know this girl?
She's one of the converts from the mall.
Oh, my.
Well, I really must be going.
Roland, what's the matter with the girl?
Some drunks in the mall caused a riot. They hit her with a broken whiskey bottle. She's lost a lot of blood.
Oh, Maureen, I'm so sorry. I never meant for it to go this far.
I think you had better leave. Why bring her here?
There's nowhere else to take her. She has no home. She sleeps in the gutter behind the saloon.
Have the doctor bandage her, then send her back.
Grandmother!
Rachel, you will please excuse us.
Yes, of course.
She is badly hurt. We cannot turn her out into the cold.
This girl is not our responsibility. Our reputation has suffered enough by this riffraff.
She is a child of God. By the grace of Christ, I must help her. She has nothing, and we have more than enough.
You will not do this! Send her to a shelter for helpless persons! I will pay the expenses.
Grandmother, please!
I will not stay in the house with a miserable... She must leave, or I will.
Don't make me choose.
Roman? Surely you can see that this is utter folly. If you do this, you shall suffer the consequences. The house is yours, but your fortune is mine. I shall disinherit you both. And you will always remember that you drove your grandmother out. For a common beggar.
The doctor's here. Get her to your room. You're still here.
I wanted to be sure Loreen was all right.
She's sleeping.
What happened tonight?
Some drunks in the mall caused a riot. They threw a broken whiskey bottle at Reverend Maxwell. Loreen stepped in front. She lost so much blood before they got her here. The doctor doesn't think she'll make it.
Poor Virginia.
She's terribly upset. And then there's grandmother.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. It's up to Virginia now. The fellow that's here at the house. I didn't think it would be this hard. Following Christ? It should be. But it is.
I know what you mean. I guess we all have choices to make. I should go.
Will you be all right?
Yes, I'll be fine.
It's late. May I walk you home?
Please. I'd like that. Virginia, how is Lorraine? Oh, Virginia.
She had lost too much blood. The doctor did all he could, but she was already so weak from malnourishment.
I'm sorry.
Virginia, dear.
Grandmother.
I'm so sorry. Now you see what I meant. You understand the importance of keeping a distance.
I thought I could.
I know, my dear, I know. You need to get away from all this. After the funeral, we'll go to Europe. The change will do you good.
Just
ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden underfoot of man. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Satan tempted me this week to give up, to abandon my vow, but God reminded me that the world didn't like what Jesus said either. They killed him for it. We may never see radical change in this world, but if we follow Christ, we will make a difference. We made a difference to Lorraine. She is in heaven today because we followed him. It's time to ask yourself if you're willing to make a small, quiet difference. To be salt and light in a world that will hate you for it. Ask yourself, what would Jesus do?
Would Jesus write this story? Does it give God the glory? I said I'd follow Jesus selflessly. My heart was never in it. Not even for a minute. Oh, Rachel, how could you say no to me?
Why such a hard decision? Must Christ bring such division? I knew this when I made my vow.
The time is now.
I didn't think that this would come so soon. Playing
same.
Once you decide that you will follow his will,
there comes a point when everything becomes too real to go on playing again. Playing again.
And is there something you are clinging to?
You will follow his will. There comes a point when everything becomes too real to go on playing again. Nothing is ever quite the same. Once you decide that you will follow his will, there comes a point when everything becomes too real to go on playing again. Playing again.
Change can be so hard. You've had a lot of change these past few years. First losing father, now grandmother moves away. The Winthrops made an offer on the house, and I plan to accept it.
I'll miss this old place. Remember how we used to race down these halls?
With Roland chasing us and my father laughing his head off.
Because your grandmother was standing there waving her handkerchief and shouting for us to behave like young ladies with decorum.
Oh, the fun we had. But it was never the same after Father died. This house is just a lot of empty rooms. It's time for something new.
Your school?
The sale of the house should pay for the school on the mall for the first year.
Just a couple of working class girls now, aren't we?
But I'm happy now. In a way I never knew before. I feel more, I don't know, alive.
Poor Jasper. He never understood.
I noticed his novel on the Times bestsellers list.
I hope that makes him happy. He wanted the success so badly.
Out of my way, lady. Where are they? If it's true, they tell me the day only prints the truth. Is this true? Did you keep Laureen here?
Yes, I did.
Guess the old lady didn't think much of that.
My grandmother is away. But no, she wasn't pleased.
Well, I'm glad you did it. Laureen never had anybody. I'm glad in the end. Well, it's more than I expected from your lot. Maybe I misjudged you. You're okay. And you got the pipes, lady. You can sing.
Thank you.
So, you was with us, with Laureen, when she died?
Yes.
Did she go? Do you think she...
Laureen gave her heart to Jesus. I know I'll see her again, in heaven someday.
Well... tell her hello from me.
You could tell her yourself.
Not much hope for that. You don't know me too well, lady.
I don't need to. I know Jesus. And he died for all of our sins.
For sure. I misjudged you.
Maybe not. But when a person accepts Jesus, he changes them. He makes them new.
Look, I gotta get back, but could we talk more later?
I'd love to.
We'll see you again very soon.
Okay.
You never know.
No, you never know.
Did I just see?
Yes.
What did she want?
She read about Lori in the Daily. And she wanted to see for herself.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, no. I was just leaving. Let me know how your plans are coming, Virginia. Good day.
Yes, I will. Goodbye. Roland, whatever happened between you and Rachel?
Happened?
Why did she just leave? And why are you blushing?
I don't know what you mean.
It's obvious you love Rachel.
If I do, it means nothing to her. I've spoken with her.
And?
She won't have me.
Oh. When?
Last spring.
Last spring? Roland, everything's changed. Ask her again.
What?
Go after her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot my umbrella. Good day.
Ah! May I walk you home?
Yes, if you wish to.
I hear you've rejected both opera contracts.
Yes.
How did your mother take it?
She's not pleased, but she agreed to support my decision. And how is your grandmother?
She stays with her sister now. We rarely see her.
It seems so long since we've talked.
I've been busy.
At the athletic club?
Well, yes.
Virginia tells me you've become quite the evangelist among the athletic set.
Did you ever think that no one is so alone as the fast young men that waste their time at clubs like I used to? I try to bring them to Christ.
Roland, you are a good man. I'm proud of your courage and obedience to your promise. You live a noble life.
Thank you. You cannot know what that means to me. About a year ago, I spoke to you...
Oh, please don't.
I'm sorry.
Let's not discuss what we said that day. Things have changed so much since then.
They have.
Now that we're both so different.
We are. And I only hoped that because things had changed so much, and that we were both so different,
yes,
that perhaps your feelings towards me have changed as well?
They have.
And now we're friends.
Yes, we are.
And perhaps, in time, more than friends?
I think so.
People can change. They may surprise you as they learn and they grow. You may meet someone you think you know.
Then you think again. Feelings can change. Those little changes that are gentle and slow. Something inside you has begun to grow. And you don't know when. We can change. We'll be together. People can change.
One year ago today.
One year?
To the day.
Oh, it seems like a moment ago, but a lifetime away.
One year ago, you made a vow. At last, that year is over. And everything can go back to the way it was.
Oh, Prudence, don't you see? Things can never be as they were.
Why ever not?
Would you want them to?
I could never wish that life back.
I don't know what you mean. The whole town is different. Just look. People can change. What changes people when they give their heart? You're running through with a brand new heart. In a bright new
world. We'll work together, share the love of God. With our hearts beat wild.
year, and the question, what would Jesus do, has changed our lives and our town. Just think what God would do if every Christian would follow in his steps.
What would Jesus do? This is our question. Follow in his steps, this is our quest. Always seek the Lord in each decision. Always follow Christ, for Christ knows what's best. What would Jesus do? This is our question. Follow in his steps, this is our quest. Always seek the Lord in each decision. Always follow Christ, for Christ knows what's best.
Thank you all for sharing with us this special evening and allowing us to share with you this wonderful story. It's been a pleasure. As I mentioned before, this story has changed my life, and I hope that it has inspired you and that you'll carry it with you. But before we leave tonight, I just have to ask a very simple question, and I'll bet you can ask what the question is. What would Jesus do? That's right. What would Jesus do? Imagine that Jesus was in this room right now with us in his physical body. What do you think he would do? What do you imagine that he might do? I know one thing that I am confident that he would do, and that is that he would say to every person in this room, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said it to us in his word. He said, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Rest sounds pretty good to me. You know, we all work pretty hard in this world, don't we? We saw the characters in the play, all of them working in different ways. Grandmother working to keep her reputation, wearing the right clothes, going to the right church, associating with the right people, making sure she always says the right thing. She's working hard to keep her position. You've got Bertie, the saloon keeper. She's working just to try to earn a little money, try to put something away tomorrow, maybe working to try to have herself a little fun on the side. We've got some of the bakers on the mall working, working, working just to earn their food each day. I see sometimes people on the side of the road holding a sign, just trying to collect some money. You know what? We say, they should get a job. I can't think of a harder job than standing on a street corner holding a sign. I would not want that job. They're working. Many of us are working, trying to earn our way to heaven, trying to do good works. Maybe God will be happy with me if I do all these things. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death." What must you do to get wages? You have a job. If you don't work, you don't get your wages, right? The wages of sin is death. All of our work, that's going to earn us death. Because we are not perfect, because human beings are sinners, we can never be perfect. Not a single one of us is perfect. What we have earned by all of our work is death. Death on this earth, and then eternal death in a place called hell. Death means separation, and God cannot have anything that's not perfect in his heaven. So because of our imperfection, our work will earn us eternal death in hell. But the second half of the verse says, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." What do you have to do to get a gift? At Christmas time, your parents give you a gift. Your birthday, someone gives you a present. You don't have to work for that. It's a gift. You just receive it. Jesus is offering you the gift of eternal life. How could you say no? He says, "Come unto me and I will give you rest." If you will accept Jesus, he will walk with you through this life. He will be with you. He will give you rest. And then he will give you eternal life. When you die, you will not go to hell. You will go to heaven to be with him for all of eternity, to live an adventure after adventure. You know, the devil wants us to think that when we die, if we go to heaven, we sit on a cloud and play a harp. He makes it look pretty boring. No, God has wonderful, exciting things prepared for you. If you say yes to Him, He will give you eternal life. Eternal life. Won't you say yes to Jesus? He died on the cross to pay the price for your sins so that you don't have to suffer eternal death in hell. And if you will receive Him, He will give you eternal life. Won't you receive Him tonight? I would like to give you an opportunity, if you never have received Jesus, to receive Him right now. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes just for a moment? Everyone in the room, would bow your head and close your eyes. I'm going to lead a simple prayer. You don't have to say exactly the words that I say to receive Jesus Christ. It's not magic words that you're saying to receive Jesus. It is just talking to Him, because Jesus is a real person. He's the Son of God. He died on the cross to pay for your sins, but He rose again the third day, and now He lives in heaven. And He will hear your prayer if you will speak to Him quietly in your heart. So if you would like to say yes to Jesus, just pray along with me quietly in your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am not perfect. I know that I have done wrong things in my life, and I deserve death and hell. I know that You are the perfect Son of God. I believe You came to earth, that You died on the cross for my sins. I believe You rose again the third day. Please forgive me for my sins. Save me. If you prayed that prayer tonight for the first time, would you raise your hand? Anyone here who prayed tonight the first time, I'd like to receive Jesus. Anybody in this room? Thank you. See your hand. Anybody else? If you prayed tonight to receive Jesus for the first time, I'm going to ask you to do something. I want you to tell someone. I'd love it if you would come and tell me. I know Pastor would love it if you would come and speak to him. And we'd love to talk with you more about who Jesus is, about what He teaches us in His Word, and how you can walk with Him throughout your life. But if you pray tonight to receive Jesus, if your mom and dad know Jesus, please tell them, I prayed to receive Jesus tonight. Let them talk with you about what that means. For all of us who already know Jesus Christ as our Savior, are you walking with Him every day? Or are you playing a game? Are you just wearing the right clothes, going to the right church, listening to the right music, or are you truly living with Jesus? You know, I think that we as Christians, sometimes we get this idea, we kind of live our lives like an edited movie. Sometimes they show movies on television, or there's apps you can get that will edit a movie. It's the same movie that everybody watches, but we cut out all the bad things. We cut out the bad language, the inappropriate scenes, and now this is okay for me to watch. Sometimes we live our lives the same way. It's just like any other person's life, anyone who doesn't know Jesus, but we cut out the bad stuff. God calls us to so much more than that. Every person in this room is gifted. You have talents, you have abilities, and God calls you to use those to change the world. God used His disciples to turn, the Bible says, they said they turned the world upside down because they talked about Jesus. They loved their neighbor. Are we doing that? Are we as Christians being salt and light in this nation that needs it so badly? You have gifts. Are you sharing those gifts with this world? Are you witnessing to the people that God brings into your life? Tonight, if you would like to commit that you're going to do your best to walk with Jesus every day. Now, nobody's perfect. But if you're going to say, I'm going to do my best. I want to commit that I'm going to try to walk in Jesus' steps. Walk with Him every day. Would you raise your hand? I'd like to pray for you. If you want to commit tonight, I'm going to do my best to walk with Jesus. Thank you. Lord, You see every hand. You know every heart. And I pray, Father, that You will empower us through Your Holy Spirit to change this world, Lord. It's not our work, it's Yours. But we want to be vessels used by You. And I pray, God, that You help us to walk in Your steps. Help us to live as You want us to live. And Father, I pray that You will bless everyone who has committed that they're going to walk in Your steps. Use them. Give them boldness and Holy Spirit wisdom to make decisions. In Jesus' name. I'm going to turn the service over now to Pastor Gane.
All right, thank you all for coming. Are you around? Are they back?
We're all
there?
Up.
All right, can you bring him in here so we can thank everybody? Just for a second.
We just want to thank you all for being here tonight. Let's give them a round of applause. What he was saying was very important. If there is anybody here that doesn't know Christ as your Savior, please come and talk with me afterwards, talk with Brother Steve afterwards, or anybody else that you know that you're comfortable with. We want to make sure that you do make a decision for Christ tonight. I encourage you again to give generously to them, meet them afterwards, get to know them a little bit, and we'll go ahead and close in prayer and then we'll dismiss. Father, we thank you for the time we could spend together this evening. Thank you for the many, really, lessons and messages that we've heard in this presentation tonight. Help us, Lord, to follow Christ. Help us to think about how he would do what he would do and how we can follow the example of Christ. How can we be salt and light to the world? I pray that we would be mindful of these things. Help us to discern your will based upon what you teach, what Christ teaches in his word. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. You are dismissed.